I am so glad to have in my studio Brian Cluth, who is the spokesman for Bless Your Pastor. Do I have your attention yet? Bless Your Pastor. The statistics are pretty staggering. 90% of pastors feel tremendous financial pressure. 50% of pastors make less than $50,000 a year while serving their churches 50 to 60 hours a week. And 60% of pastors do not receive retirement, health care, or other employee benefits from their churches. I have a feeling for many that's going to stun you with that information. And here to talk about it is Brian Cluth. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bill, great to be on with you. And we just want to really encourage your listeners today and give them some ideas on how they can really bless their pastor.
This is a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. You know, and it's really a silent subject. Most people have no idea that pastor families struggle because they're not comfortable talking about it. They don't want the attention on themselves. They don't want to talk about their needs. They're God's servants, and they say, well, God will provide. But there's some real struggles kind of going on behind the scenes that a lot of people can help really alleviate with some very practical things that anybody can do.
Yeah, and pastors today lead pretty stressful lives, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Pastors work generally, again, like I mentioned, 50 to 60 hours or more per week. They're usually working every day. They have evening meetings. Sometimes they have early morning meetings. They work weekends, obviously. They have funerals they have to do. And so they're kind of working all the time.
Yes, and they will sometimes be subject to criticism or complaints.
Yes.
Or, you know, they're not immune to the difficulties of being at the head of a church.
Yeah, no, they really aren't. In any church, you always have several people. And I've been a pastor, senior pastor, so there's always some that'll make life a bit difficult for a pastor. But when you have people that love you really well and support you and encourage you and help you, it just goes a long way to just ease that stress of the difficult people because you know you have others in your corner.
Yeah, Brian, I'd love for you to talk more about your role as a pastor. What were some of the challenges you faced, and how did God provide?
You know, for me, it was an interesting journey because I was in a career field. I was a president of a nonprofit when God called me to become a pastor.
Okay.
And I was 45 years old, and I ended up taking a $70,000 pay cut to become a pastor. And but we felt God wanted us to do it, and we went to a great congregation in Colorado Springs. And while we were there, you know, we had this big pay cut. But what happened is our church family loved us really, really well. I remember we had mechanics that took care of our car. We had people that would watch our kids. We would have, when my wife had cancer, my first wife had cancer for 8 years, we had people give us food. But even more importantly than the food they brought to us, they actually gave us gift cards to restaurants. So my wife didn't have to, you know, clean up and set up and warm up the food. We could just go pick up the kids after middle school and go to a restaurant and get something to eat. So we had people that just loved us in really practical ways. So although there were financial challenges, we didn't really feel the stress as much because people took care of us in so many different ways as a pastor, and I really saw that. But also, as I mentioned earlier, you know, there's always some people that are just very difficult in a church. And I had those like any other pastor, but I had so many people that loved us and prayed for me and some, you know, were encouraging and helpful. And it just then became so much easier to care for the people that were in my congregation.
Mm-hmm. Brian, the website is blessyourpastor.org, so you can learn all about it at that. And this brochure I have, it says, Bless Your Pastor, over 50 creative ways to show God's love for your pastor. Now let me just look at the clock, and it looks like we have time for all 50.
Yeah, there's a lot of things in that list, but one is just praying for your pastor. How to pray for the pastor. I had a woman that would come to me with a list and say, Pastor, this is how I pray for you. What do you want me to add?
Nice.
And so I put all those things on this list so people could really, really know how to pray for their pastor. And so that was a big thing. And then we just came up with other practical ideas. And on this list of 50, I think in my church, they did all of these different things. I mean, I remember I had people that they had a vacation home and they would share it with us. We had somebody who had an RV, and when my wife was near the end of her life. She really wanted to go on a trip back to Minnesota to see family. She was from Roseville, just a mile from here, and she wanted to see family, but she couldn't fly. And there was a family in our church said, "Hey, we have an RV, and you can use that RV," because she couldn't fly because of having oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that, and someone let us use their ski lodge and get us ski passes. And my son was going to do some travel overseas when he was young, we had a family that gave us frequent flyer miles so that we could take our son to South America and, you know, we had him stay with the family. But that frequent flyer ticket was paid for me and paid for my son and then paid for my wife to also go down. And those are just all things that people did within our church family. And so this little 50 ways idea just gives any Christian the ability to think about, hey, who am I? What am I good at? And what do I have that I can do to bless my pastor? And that's the spirit of the whole Bless Your Pastor movement, is for churches to organize that with their people and then to distribute this little flyer so that people can really think about it and then do it. I mean, ultimately, it's really about doing things. So 1 Thessalonians 5:12 says we are to show our deep appreciation for those who minister among us.
Mm-hmm.
Galatians 6:6 says we are to share all good things with those who teach us. So that's really the kind of the two bookends of this movement is show your appreciation and share the good things in your life.
Yeah. Let's motivate some of our listeners right now, and they can identify what their skills might be. Let's say, for example, I'm a plumber, and I say to you, Pastor, how about Saturday I show up with a wrench and I give you 90 minutes of my time?
Yeah,
and let me fix something.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a perfect example. Another big one is a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, Pastor, when you just bring your car to me every 6 months and I'll look it over, I'll change the oil, I'll do whatever. That's a big one. I had dental people that would say, you know what, we're going to take care of you.
Come in
every several months. I had a doctor that would say, you know, when you have a need, don't go to a clinic, just call me. You know, I'll see you or I'll talk to you or I'll get your prescription, whatever is needed. You know, those are really, you know, powerful. A few weeks ago, I was with a woman, and she said, "What do you mean, bless your pastor?" And I was saying, well, think about who you are, you know, what you have, what you're good at, you know, and all of that. And she said, "Well, I'm a pharmacist." And I said, "Okay." And she said, "So you mean like for me, I could get hold of our church staff and I could tell them that any time they need a prescription that they should get hold of me and I'll give it to them at my cost." And I said, "Well, that's exactly what we're talking about." And I said, "But what does that mean?" And she said, "Well, you know, $120 prescription is my cost is $8.
Wow.
So she said, "I'll give it to them at my cost." And she said, "That's a way I can bless my pastor and
mm-hmm.
church staff. And it doesn't cost me anything.
Yeah.
And it saves them over $100.
Wow.
And when you're struggling with a low paycheck, that $100 savings that's a big savings. And so that's really the idea here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Brian, coach us as to the best approach we could take, you know, because a lot of times people say, if there's anything I can ever do for you, let me know. Well, that's kind of awkward, isn't it?
It is awkward.
It's like, well, can you come over and fix my toilet?
Well, I just was talking to a pastor about this the other day, and he told me that exact thing. He said, people tell me all the time, oh, hey, you know, I've got a vacation home. If you want to use it, let me know. And he goes, you know, it just feels awkward to go ask.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And so here's what he told me happened. So there's a guy in Colorado that goes to this pastor's in Colorado. And there's a guy that every first week of January, he gets hold of this associate pastor, and he said, Pastor, he said, I have a 5-bedroom vacation home in the mountains. He said, you get first pick of the coming year.
Wow.
He said, you pick your week, and you and your family and anybody you want to bring along can use our vacation home for 9 days, but you get first pick. And this pastor is telling me for 20 years his family has been able to take a vacation because of that man. But he said, because he did it so specifically,
yes.
It wasn't just, hey, anytime you need
right.
it. Every January, the first week, he gets a call and says, you pick the first week. So if you're going to help a pastor, sometimes you need to take the initiative. You know, you're a car dealer. You know, you actually say to your pastor, hey, we can get you the best deal when you're ready and when you need it. You know, we really can help you. And so be specific and really identify what it is you can do. Another lady I was talking to about this whole idea, she said, well, my husband and I, we own a Carrier HVAC company. And she said, I think I'm going to approach all of our church staff and ask them, do you have a central air conditioner? And if you don't, we will install it for you. Okay.
Wow.
That is an amazing gift.
I want that person's name because I've just become a pastor just in the last 2 minutes.
There you go.
Yeah.
But isn't that a beautiful thing?
It's tremendous.
That was in her spirit right away.
Wow.
That like, wow, we have an HVAC company. We have 60 employees. We can just get hold of our staff and tell them we'll put in an HVAC unit for them. That's amazing.
That makes me giddy almost. Yeah, it's fantastic. All right, Brian, I've got a lot more questions, and we're talking to Brian Kluth today about Bless Your Pastor, creative ways to do that. And the website is blessyourpastor.org. Blessyourpastor.org gives you lots of great ideas. So we'll take a little break when we come back. Lots more with Brian. Just a minute. Welcome back to the show. I am delighted to have Brian Kluth in my studio. We're talking about creative ways to bless your pastor. He is the spokesman for this ministry called Bless Your Pastor. You go to blessyourpastor.org to learn more about that. Brian, I'm thinking specifically right now because this is something that is many, many, many people can do, and that is to feed, entertain, offer hospitality. How does a pastor want to get those invites? And how do you be polite about it without offending somebody? Because when you get an invitation, you may want to come eat and then leave and not make it a long night, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, there are a variety of ways in that whole area. One is just doing an invitation thing. Hey, we'd like to take you out to dinner. That's an easy one.
Yes.
Because you kind of know there's a natural time limit. So that's a great way to do it. Another thing to do is find out what your pastor's favorite, place to eat is. My pastor, he loves Chipotle.
Okay.
He's sure there's a Chipotle in heaven. He's convinced. and if I want to bless my pastor, if I give him a $50, Chipotle gift card, he will just think he died and went to heaven. Yeah, he's a happy guy.
Yeah.
That's the one. I do have to have a little confession, though. When my wife got cancer, we had a lot of people bring a lot of food, and my kids were all teenagers at the time. And so teenagers aren't the easiest kids to feed, and so
They're picky eaters, aren't they?
They are picky eaters.
Yep.
So we were struggling a little bit because sometimes people would give us something that we really didn't like. So what do you do as a family? Because sometimes we would try it, and we didn't know what to do with it, so, we would get rid of it. And people would come up to me and say, well, Pastor, how did you like my meal? And how do you answer that question? So I came up with a great answer, and the answer was, you know what? Food like that doesn't last long at our house. So, which was a completely true statement.
Yes.
And they would say, oh, Pastor, thank you. Yes. And so that was one thing. But then when my wife had the cancer, and it was long, it was years of cancer, the food had run out as far as people bringing it by. But what we discovered was we told people, if you really want to help us, we had three teenagers, the best thing you could do is just get us gift cards for anything around town.
Mm-hmm.
And we would pick them up after their sports and their band and their orchestra, and we would go have a meal as a family. And then my wife, there was no prep, there was no cleanup. And so we literally, over time, we had about a 6-inch stack of gift cards.
Wow.
To restaurants. And for several years, because my wife's strength wasn't always, at a high level, we were able to just go have a meal and enjoy it together. And that was a huge blessing, as far as hospitality and food, and really ministered to us because it really was a huge, huge help to us.
You must have felt so loved.
We did. That is the bottom line of this all, is we felt God's love through God's people. They loved us well. They cared for us. They prayed for us. They used to take my wife to her chemo treatments. They'd pick her up, and they would, take her to her chemo treatments, and they would sit with her. But she was such a great lady. The women would say, I felt like I had a girl's day out because Sandy was so much fun, even getting chemo. But they said, I'm blessed because I helped her. And so there were just so many practical ways that people helped us.
Yeah, it's just beautiful. There are a lot of good people out there, aren't there?
There are a lot of good people out there, yes. Sure are.
The world can feel very polarized and mean-spirited at times, and everyone can seem a little bit self-absorbed, but not always the case in the family of God, is it?
No, it's not. But I do think we live in a time where the average Christian thinks, well, I put some money on the plate, and I'm sure they take care of my pastor. And they really don't know the reality that, no, the church has pretty limited funds, and they don't spread very far. And so when a Christian goes, you know what can I do to bless my pastor, that's a game changer. My wife and I remarried after my first wife went to heaven, and we recently sold a house, and it was a furnished home. It was a rental. And we called my pastor, and we said, you know what? Anything in this house, there was a five-bedroom house, living room furniture, dining room, you know, family room. And we said, anything you want in this house is yours. We gave him pictures of everything, and we just said, anything you would like. And so, again, taking the initiative. And in his case, he actually didn't want a lot. He took the foosball table.
Yeah.
And, I think he might have taken a few other things. But we just give them the freedom to say, hey, we would love to help you. If you want anything, you know, you're free to have it. So.
Fantastic. Let's talk about more about the finances in blessing your pastor.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about some very practical things. There's some beautiful gestures you can make, especially if you have a specific skill, even something as simple as, you know, I can babysit.
Well, that's a huge one.
That's a huge deal, isn't it?
Yeah, my wife and I were talking with a minister yesterday, and he admitted to us, he said, you know what? He said, if I had some people in my church that would just say, I'll watch your kids. And he said, we have 3.5 kids. He said, it would mean the world to me. He said, because last year, listen to this, folks. Last year, he said he only went out on a date twice with his wife. And he said the reason was, he said, because it was $60 for babysitting.
Yeah.
And he said, and we only went to Starbucks. So it was a $75 night, and we only did it twice because we just couldn't afford the child care. We have a friend in Colorado, and she I think tells her pastor, I will give you 5 hours once a month, every month. And she watches the kids, and the kids love her, and they love, you know, and the kids love her, and she loves the kids. But the pastor and his wife just love that, those 5 hours of freedom to know that they can go have a date or go out for a meal or go do errands and shopping, whatever they want.
So how do we connect to pastors? What do we say to pastors that's tactful? Hey, are you scraping by? Do you need a gift card?
How do we do this? I would say you just be intentional, because if you ask them, they're going to probably say no. We're good.
Of course they are.
Yeah, we just were with a friend the other night, and a pastor, his wife was on bed rest for 3 months. She was pregnant, and the Bible, Mary Ellen's Bible study group, said, what can we do to help you? And he said, we're good. We don't have any needs.
Yeah.
We're fine. And then they went and talked to the wife, and they said, what can we do to help you? Because the man wouldn't admit it,
right,
that he had a need. And she said, you know what? My garden is a mess, and she said, you know, I haven't been able to touch my garden in the summer, and if you could help. And so my wife and a bunch of the other people went over there. Now, this was 25 years ago, and I'm talking to this pastor last week, and he starts crying. You know, he said, they came, and they took care of our garden. They took care of our flowers. And he, 25 years later, he's weeping over that act of kindness.
Wow.
And he told people they had no needs, but they went and talked to the wife, and she said, yeah, I really could use some help. Oh, well, those 3 months, she was on bed rest. And you think about that. It wasn't a big deal to go over for a couple hours and work in the garden. And yet 25 years later, he's breaking down in tears because of that act of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
He also told me the story of he had a brother that was dying, and he mentioned it in a sermon. And then a woman said, well, are you going to go see him before he dies? He said, we can't afford it. And so she got hold of him and said, you're going to see your brother. We have frequent flyer miles. I've booked your flight, and you're going to go see your brother. They actually sent him first class to see the brother, and he saw him before he died. And then he came back, and then when the brother died, they gave him another ticket to go and send the family to be there for the funeral. He didn't have the money to to go either of those times, and this family had frequent flyer points that they didn't need, and literally that was a game changer for him. And again, he was just almost breaking down remembering those acts of kindness.
Yeah. So let's say you're my pastor, and I say I've got a couple of tickets to this concert. Do you want to go by yourself with your wife, or do you want me to go along with?
Yeah, I think it can go both ways. You can say, hey, you know, we do have these tickets, and we'd love to have you go as our guest, but we'd also love you to go with your spouse and maybe another couple if you want. What would you prefer?
A couple you would invite. Yeah.
So I think you just position it in a way that the only answers are yes, and you give him a choice. Come with us or take some friends, but we want to give you these tickets, you know. But we also say in the little brochure we developed, give the pastor the grace to decline anything you might offer. Because sometimes people offer you things you really don't want. I'm pastor, I'll give you my car. Well, maybe it's a car that isn't worth having. You say, well, thank you, but we're going to be okay. You know, so.
And I'm sure everybody understands to some degree that, you know, even something like food is going to be, you know, people's tastes are going to differ. And you've got this, you know, this one dish that's got all this cayenne pepper in it, and the family goes, we didn't like it.
Yeah.
And not take it personally.
Right. The other thing to do with that, with food, is to ask. Say, are there meals you like, or is there anything anyone's allergic to? Actually, if you're going to give a meal, it's best to just kind of, you know, find out from the pastor or the spouse, you know, what meals does your family like?
Mm-hmm.
And they might really like fried chicken, or they might like, you know, lasagna or whatever. But, you know, give them a little few options and let them choose. And so, again, your choices are, I can make this, this, or this, and then let the pastor's family choose which one, rather than you bringing something, and maybe that's not quite a big hit.
Yeah, and of course, you can always be sneaky by learning your pastor's birthday or anniversary. And that gives you a natural opportunity to say, hey, here's a gift card for you and your wife to go out for your anniversary.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing, a lot of people listening, some of us are, and I'm included, we're sitting on gift cards we've never used. You know, we have gift cards for, you know, a variety of things. Well, just pass it on to your pastor. Say, hey, I have this gift card. I haven't had a need for it, but I think maybe you could use it. Well, the average pastor is going to say, hey, thank you very much.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, it also sounds like it's a really smart idea to talk to the pastor and the pastor's wife.
Absolutely.
You're going to hear two very different stories.
You will hear two very different stories. I think generally a pastor's wife will be much more honest about what's going on with the family and the children and their needs than the pastor. The pastor will, you know, suck it up and say, hey, we're all fine. But, you know, the truth is maybe that child, they have a child that wants to go to camp and they can't afford to go to camp. You know, and if your family that your son or daughter's going, say, hey, we, you know, my kids and your kids are friends. We would love to send your child to camp, because a typical pastor, they can't afford camp. Mm-hmm. But if someone steps up and you're going with a friend, that's another example of, wow, the average pastor's family is going to say yes to that situation. So.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to paying things forward, it's always a good idea to ask a pastor if you'd be interested, and to be specific, I have a sofa that's in fantastic shape.
Yep.
That if you'd like to see a photo of it, if it would work for you and your family, we'd be happy to give it to you.
Yeah, exactly. And again, that example of where I sent pictures of everything I had to the pastor, and I just told him to pick out anything he would like. And so again, there I gave him the option to decline.
Yeah.
You know, 100 things.
That's a key, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah.
Give them the option to decline.
Give them the option to decline. Say, hey, we have something. Or another way to say it is to a pastor, hey, I have this sofa. If your family, you know, could use it, great. If you know any other family that could use it in the church or a staff member, it's also available to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, because sometimes the pastor can be a pass-through person. He knows of a need, or he knows of a family. So he might not have a need, but he may well know of someone that has a need.
Right. 1 Timothy 5:18 says the worker deserves his wages, and 1 Thess 5:11 says encourage one another and build each other up. That's the beautiful mission of Bless Your Pastor. How do listeners learn more about this? Go to blessyourpastor.org.
Yes.
And you can learn all about the ministry and benefit from it.
You bet.
Yeah.
And one quick thing, for church boards, because really it's the church board's job to do this.
Yes.
So we have a 7-minute training video. for the church board, and then all the free resources. So just go to blessyourpastor.org, indicate you're a church board member, or spouse of a board member, whatever. Get that free video and all the free materials, and your church can bless your pastor and church staff.
Fantastic. Brian Kluth, thank you so much for coming into the studio. It's been great to meet you.
Hey, thanks. God's blessings on everybody.
Blessyourpastor.org is the website. We'll take a short break and be right back.